This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last two visits, we've considered some applications we can make to our lives based on our study of Romans 11. We must always remember our unworthiness. This speaks of humility. We must also remember that acceptance with God is a gift of grace received by faith, not works. Because man by nature is proud and independent, most try to gain God's acceptance by trying to impress him with their efforts. Throughout this chapter, Paul talks about a remnant. This remnant is generally a minority. In fact, often those who trust in God's grace and walk faithfully before him feel their minority status. One Paul refers to in verses 2 and 4 is Elijah. Listen, don't you know what the scripture says in the passage about Elijah, how he appealed to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I am the only one left, and they are trying to kill me. And what was God's answer to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Elijah felt sorry for himself. He felt very much alone. He didn't notice others who were faithful to God, but who expressed their faith differently than Elijah did. He was public and confrontive. The other 7,000 went about their living quietly but uncompromisingly. Our tendency is to see the weaknesses or faults of others more readily than their strengths and faithfulness. Don't be quick to judge others and feel cocky about yourself, and you will feel less sorry for yourself and realize more readily that you are not alone. This gives reason for hope. If you'd like to review this and other scripts, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.